It is a review show on the Anfield Wrap, and it's a review show without Liverpool playing a game of football. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Paul Cope, and what we're going to do with this show is look at a sort of what next angle for Liverpool based on a few of the shows that you've heard on the Anfield Wrap in the past 7 days. And we're going to go over a couple of things and split the show into two parts. The first would be about the evolution on the pitch tactically. The second will be about the future of personnel and manager and all the things that surround that. And Kopi, I want to start with a point that I think it's important to make when we talk about all of this, and it's that whatever happens, I think it's important to say we haven't been able to really see what the plan was for this season. It very quickly spiraled into what has essentially been survival mode for Liverpool and Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, 100%. And that's without even that, you know, we go straight into the injuries and all of that for survival, but it was never a normal season anyway. So I think people overlook that massively these days because it's all become so normalised, that the world we're living in, that we'll never get to see this, but it would have been lovely to see what their actual plan and how they would have implemented it in a world where we were just defending champions. In a normal world, and we just had to, you know, deal with Man City becoming phenomenally better, as they have done. That it would have been such a fascinating challenge to witness that, and we'll never get to see it, sadly. And then on top of that, yeah, you know, even with everything we were doing all right, and then as you say, you know, you very quickly going into damage limitation, and there's only so far you can get with that, and that's what we've seen. So yeah, I think more than anything this season, there's a sadness to it that we never got to see that. But the massive upside is Klopp continues to make noises about what he's seeing behind the scenes and how much stronger it will make us going into next season. And I think if everything has returned to some form of normality next season, I've got a suspicion next season could be one of the greatest Premier League battles of all time between two of the greatest. We've already seen a couple of great battles between City and Liverpool, but I think next season could just be on a different level altogether.
Neil, there's a really interesting point David Mooney makes on the show he done with Gibbo the other day, and he says about how he sort of yearned for the 17-18 version of Guardiola's City, and how he sort of put that on a pedestal for what he was seeing from them in the modern day, and he marks that it took him a while to realise that version, to almost want that version back is in many ways dangerous and in many ways unrealistic of a team, because they need to evolve. And I think it's fair to say that Liverpool already had the plan to evolve in mind, and I think Alcantara was massive to that. And I think there's different ways in which you can see it, different outliers in terms of what he was doing at Bayern in that season, in terms of his passing and his penetration, that Liverpool said, okay, we've identified the problem, we've identified the next stage of the evolution, this is how we use it. But as I said at the top of the show, circumstances dictate it massively.